Muslim riots destroy hundreds of Christian homes. 2 years after disaster in Japan, healing continues. And backwoods takes on a whole new meaning in today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Pakistan's blasphemy laws are blamed for weekend riots that started Friday after Muslim prayers. Christian Aid Mission spokesman Bill Bray says by the time Saturday was over, 170 Christian homes and shops were burned to the ground. Then on Sunday after church, Christians responded. Unrest spread to four other cities before a restive calm returned. On the upside,
none of our missionaries that we support and the projects that we support have been killed or destroyed in this violence.
That's not to say they weren't affected. Christian Aid is inundated with requests for help.
The average Christian probably sustained about $10,000 damage, which would be a lifetime savings.
Oddly, Bray thinks the riot helped the gospel more than it harms it.
I think that it helps people to be sympathetic to Christians, and in quiet moments, it promotes a dialogue between Christians and Muslims.
We've got more on the complexities at missionnetworknews.org. Next, it's been 2 years since an earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster unraveled Japan. Anxiety and depression are common. Recovery is slow. However, Asian Access has been injecting the hope of Christ wherever their teams work. They've launched a joint training program with SIM for missionaries because so many are responding to the gospel now. Aside from the funding needs, there's still a lot of work to do. We've got links and videos at our Facebook page. This is Mission Network News. The political winds continue to change in Russia. Many Christians in that country are concerned about the loss of religious freedom under President Vladimir Putin. While it's a far cry from Joseph Stalin, Putin appears to be turning back the clocks as it relates to free speech and religious freedom. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says there are questions.
What direction is Putin going? Well, you can't really say that he's a communist. He isn't. But he's not exactly what you would call a Western Democrat either.
Some remember the days when Christians would disappear in the night, never to be seen again. Griffith says,
there's a concern that the generation that's growing up now has no memory of that communist past.
Griffith believes it's a battle for the next generation between former communists and those who fought for freedom.
So I don't think we can ever let our guard down as being prayer warriors for our believers over there. They're going to continue advancing the gospel no matter what.
Support SGA's work with local churches in Russia through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Next, when you're an orphan, nothing's yours. You share everything from clothes to the bed you sleep in. But shoes are personal, and so is their message, says Heather Weathers of Buckner International. I caught up with her recently at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, Tennessee.
We really communicate you're worth this pair of shoes, that you were beautifully and wonderfully made, that you have a purpose.
You can share the hope of Christ with orphans through Buckner's Shoes for Orphan Souls project. Donated shoes are collected and then given to needy kids in 74 countries worldwide.
We are always asking people to come with us to deliver shoes in those countries.
There's a June mother-daughter shoe trip going to Honduras. Sign up at missionnetworknews.org. Pray more adult-sized shoes would be donated to Shoes for Orphan Souls.
A 14-year-old boy, he wears an adult-sized shoe, but when people think of putting shoes on orphans, they think of a 5-year-old girl.
And God's Word is making inroads in China. Bibles for China reports about half of China's 400 million believers don't have a Bible. Some have followed Christ for 50 years with no access to one. That's why Bibles for China is taking God's Word to rural areas. A team recently gave out 20,000 Bibles, and more trips are planned for May and November. You can double their impact at our website. Pray these Bibles will help people draw closer to Christ. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's Word to us? Like Jonah, God has issued a call on your life. But are you listening? Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we running or willing to go wherever he sends us? Be challenged by this radical free book when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.